Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, bringing you a podcast today on the eve of the new moon and on the auspicious and prosperous day of Diwali, with the festival of lights, which is celebrated across India with great fervour and celebration. Diwali is a time where we look at generating wealth and prosperity for the family, for the business. And so each of us might think of ways to generate kindness and happiness and prosperity within our families or within our extended families of business and commerce. There are many, many ceremonies that can take place, but today we're going to look at more symbolically at this festival. This morning as I got up, I did a wonderful energetic design on the pavement as a way of bringing a bit of colour and energy to the neighbourhood and to create an auspicious flow of energy around the yoga centre. So this is a great thing to do, a bit of design around the house or lighting of candles or decorations of flowers. And it's also a time where we contemplate our inner illumination, this idea of spiritual or contemplative energy, where we feel more fulfilled and more content, where we feel happier and more devotional, more grateful of what we have in our lives. And so in the evening, we consider this idea of inner illumination, of inner enlightenment, so to speak, of the self. And as we come into this new moon time where there is a moonless day, the symbols of light and of contemplation is meant to counterbalance that. But at the same time, we're meant to forgive and forget the things that people have done against us to annoy us or upset us. And so we think about how we can resolve and release those issues in order to bring in a more peaceful and happy kind of disposition as we move into this time. So this podcast is about the idea of light and darkness, of inner enlightenment and the sort of the heaviness that happens when we don't forgive and don't forget and hold on to personal unhappiness and resentment. So if there is any way that we can increase harmony within the family, increase love and happiness within society, to reduce conflict, then this is the perfect day to initiate these responses. We think about the people who have inspired us, the poets, the musicians, the gurus, the teachers, and we contemplate them and pay homage on this day. So today, think about lighting candles. Think about calling people you haven't spoke to for a while, doing some devotional practices where you offer gifts either to family members or members of your community, whether those gifts are small like sweets, as we see often in Halloween, these types of gift giving to children, slightly different type of festival or ritual response, but nevertheless, a welcome thing to do. So consider as we sit for our podcast, our meditative or contemplative time today, sit and think about focusing the light inwards of inner illumination, of inner enlightenment, and what that means to us. We can increase the symbols of that by lighting candles, by decorating our pavements or making little designs around the place, of sharing sweets or cakes with relatives or workmates, and of being kind and generous as a way to bring about harmony and prosperity to the people that we come into contact on a daily basis. So on the eve of the new moon here in New Zealand and on the day of Diwali, I wish you all a wonderful continuation of this 2017 into 2018. And may spring and summer here in the Southern Hemisphere bring abundance and prosperity to us all.